Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Did you read comics when you were a kid? Someone I know still reads them. Not me, but someone I know. Richie Rich, Buster and Jet, Whoopi, Wizzer and Chips. In one comic, there is a cartoon strip called Bumpkin Billionaires. This billionaire family who live like paupers wear rags, whose home is a dump and are always trying to get rid of their money. Millions and millions of dollars of it. Now, the reason I know this is because my friend told me. Not because I read Wizzer and Chips. No, really, I don't read it. I don't read comics. Anyway, no matter how hard the bumpkin billionaires try to get rid of their money, whenever they give it away to someone, it always ends up coming back to them. And sometimes they get even more back than they gave away. Isn't that amazing? This is a kid's secular comic, yet it's a perfect metaphor for what the Bible tells us when we give. Whether it's money or gifts or kindness or love or whatever, the Bible talks about how God is no man's debtor. And in Luke 6, it says, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The measure we use will be measured to us." So next time we pass someone on the street, give them a smile or a nod hello. Next time we go into a shop, give them a have a great day. Or next time we go and get a coffee at work, let's buy one for our workmate. Next time we see an elderly person in the street, say, "Isn't it a nice day?" Let's be like the bumpkin billionaires in our lifestyle. How exciting. Now, back to my comic. Just kidding, really. I'm Aaron Wright.